7933 श्रीमद्भागवतम् तस्यैव देव पुरिदं निजकालशक्त्या संचोदित प्रकृति धर्मणात्मगूढम् अम्भस्य अनन्तशयनाद् विरमत् समाधेर्नाभेरभूत् स्वकणिकावत् वनं भासम् Sukarnikavatan Amnam Bhasam. So here Srila Prahlad Maharaj is describing the glory of the Lord in terms of the original creation, how he brings it out. And he is saying firstly that Tasyaiva Teva Puridam, that actually this universe is your body. And unlike our body, which is different from the soul, actually Krishna is non-different from the universe and is also non-different from the soul of the universe. Kunti Maharani also prays similarly, Atha Vishvesha Vishvatman Vishvamurte Svakeshu Me. So he's saying you are Vishvatman and Vishvamurte also. So he is describing that this is your body, universe, but how is it activated? It is activated by you through your energy known as Kala Shakti. Sanchoditasya Nilka Jikala Shaktya. So, at the start of the creation, the Lord glances and activates material nature. And then, he describes that how from your navel, a small transcendental seed is generated. And that seed is the source from which the gigantic lotus flower around which on which the universe is manifested, comes out. And here, the Vatavat. Mahabjam. So, Vatavat is just like a banyan tree. So, now, Prahlad Maharaj is offering prayers to Lord Narasimhadev. So, in those prayers, why is he talking about the origin of the universe? In general, the contemplative mind is always trying to discover the first principles behind everything. Passionate mind just is looking for quick pleasures, but the contemplative mind, the mind at goodness, and the, of course the transcendental mind, it looks for first principles behind appearances. So we see the dazzling variety of the universe all around, and earlier Prahlad Maharaj just talked about how Hiranyakashipu was captivated by the desire to control and own the universe and rule the universe. But Prahlad Maharaj said earlier that how that ambition was destroyed in one moment by your Lord, by you, O Lord, in the form of time when you came and just destroyed him. So now he is saying that actually, rather than trying to rule the world, one should try to connect with the one who is the ruler of the world, one who is the source of the world. So, to demonstrate how Prahlad Maharaj knows who is the origin, who is the source of the universe, and who is its controller, Prahlad Maharaj is actually, his mind is naturally going back from the immediate variety around him to the beginning days. So actually, when we say we should always think of Krishna, that can be done in various ways. It can be directly thinking of the pastimes of Krishna by chanting his holy names. But it can also be by a process of analytical contemplation, wherein our mind goes back from the current situation to its roots. And that way, the contemplation that happens is quite sobering and illuminating. So, in general, when we try to go back to first principles in everything, we'll see that the search for first principles will end in the Supreme Lord, who is Sarva Karana Karanam, the cause of all causes. So here he is describing that actually you are the body, that means you are the Prakriti, and you are the Purush, you are the Kala Shakti, you are the Purusha also. So in both ways, from the point of view of the universe which has a passive element and an active element. So by looking at it both ways, he's saying it is you who are the soul. This is your Vapu, and it is activated by Kala Shaktya, which is your energy. And he's describing how it happens from the beginning of the lotus. So a devotee searches for first principles in his or her thinking process, and that search ultimately takes us to the cause of all causes. So by looking beyond appearances towards first principles, we can train our mind to constantly and consistently think of Krishna. Thank you.